Call order Board of Works for April the 14th. Need approval of minutes for the March 24th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Department head reports. First up's animal shelter.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Fenton's Animal Shelter. We have 136 animals out of the shelter right now. We took in about 17 animals last week. I'm going to work really hard on a campaign for the public to know that they need to have their dogs having rabies tags on. Mm-hmm. If a dog has a rabies tag on, we can identify the dog back to the owner. Most of the dogs that we're picking up are not getting claimed. Maybe about 30% are getting claimed. The rest are staying with us. So we're having to spay them, neuter them, microchip them, everything else. We had an Easter egg hunt.
You wouldn't do that if you knew the owner and could contact them, then they would just pick it up, right?
If a dog had current rabies tags on, then I would assume that they had all of their shots, yeah. If I could get a hold of them by the next day. Mm-hmm. But we will probably still have to consider some kind of fee when we have to go out into the public and go pick a dog up. Sure. When it gets brought in, it's one thing, but when we have to send our manpower out to go pick up an animal,
right,
we'll have to consider that. But it would make life a lot easier for the owners, for the dogs, mm-hmm. and for us. So, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Successful Easter egg hunt yesterday. That was good. Okay. Working on other money-making things, donations, getting animals adopted.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cemetery.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Year-to-date, we've had 56 funeral services at the cemetery, 11 in the month of April. And we started mowing grass today, and we're all happy about that.
It's going to snow tomorrow. You're going to snow tomorrow.
Thanks, Danny.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We're up to 729 runs for the year. We've had one of our trucks overheat at our fire on the avenue, our ladder truck, and we've had it worked on and is back and up and running. And our rescue truck also had some issues. We've got it fixed.
Great.
Thanks, Gordon. City Inspector.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. We've had 55 violations on junk and trash and from the last Board of Works meeting. Also, I've been working on the sidewalk project, and I've got two bids that came in.
Okay. So.
And this is for concrete?
Yes.
Can you read that?
Okay, one of the bids is from LS Cook Concrete. Which is basically a per square foot, that's what you asked for. So it's $3.25 of square foot. Removal of and replacing with new concrete, 4 inches thick with fiber, includes all grade work and fill if needed, labor and material.
That's from Cook?
That's from Cook. And the second proposal is from Lemon Concrete. Which work to be done, labor, material, and equipment to demo and remove damaged sidewalk and remove from site, pour new concrete 5x5x4, and provide dirt, seed, and straw as required. Bill Lemon Concrete finishing submits a lump sum bid of $150 for the above said work.
$150?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the 5x5, and Cook was $375 for square foot.
$375 per square foot.
Yeah. Right.
$325, isn't it?
$325.
Yeah.
$325 a square foot.
And then this is a flat fee for $150. So this is for one particular piece of work. Is that what?
Well, it's for a 5x5 section of sidewalk.
Okay. And, okay.
Right. And one was he bid it at a square foot.
Uh-huh.
$325.
$325 per square foot.
And then basically the same thing. It was 5x5, and then it was $150 from Lemon a square foot. I don't know why he didn't do it about 5x5.
Right. So, I mean, do we need to request that his bid be in the same...
Five by four.
Inches.
Is what?
Just 4 inches, yeah.
Lemon said...
325.
325.
It says 325 a square foot.
$150
is the lower bid. Okay. So, Phil, do you need us to make a motion to accept the lower bid? Is that what we need to do?
That was what...
Okay. And John, we're pretty sure that that's equivalent. I mean, that's. Why don't we let John take this under advisement? And if these bids are equivalent, then I can make a motion that we accept the lower bid based on the equivalency. Is that okay? Dave, is that okay?
Well,
I mean, they're really pretty simple, but I just want to make sure we're
right.
Not doing apples and oranges here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion that we accept the lower bid based on the equivalency of the bid determined by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
There is no old business, so we'll move on to new business. First up is resident-only parking sign, 506 South 3rd, Norma Barr. I will tell you that she is not here this evening, but she has met with me.
Okay.
And after talking to her and seeing her problem, I'm going to suggest that we entertain a motion to give her residential-only parking. She knows there's a $100 fee. She would gladly pay $200.
Okay. Are there extenuating circumstances? I mean, is that
yes, and stuff that I need to talk with the police chief about. So.
Okay. All right. So, Dusty, you're okay with, I mean, you and the mayor need to
talk.
Okay. So we'll make a motion based on the mayor's recommendation to approve a resident-only parking sign at 506 South 3rd with the property owner knowing that the price of the sign and the fee.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next up is Knox County Shrine Club Bucket Brigade, Bill Montgomery.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Bill.
You should have a request in your...
I'm standing in on behalf of the Knox County Shrine to see about getting three locations this year. Normally we do two.
Mm-hmm.
Want to add... Sixth and Willow Street,
okay.
The two that we normally, St. Clair and Washington Avenue, 15th and Hart.
Okay.
We do have insurance. Would you like to look at that?
Actually, you've got it.
Dan says we're okay.
Dan's got it, so.
Okay.
So, Dusty, you're okay with that as far as those locations? I mean, that's they're all four-way stops, right? Okay.
Stop locker.
Okay, so we'll make a bid that the Knox County Shriners be allowed to hold bucket brigades on Saturday, April 26th at the following locations, Washington Avenue and St. Clair, 6th and Willow, and 15th and Hart from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Wait a minute.
And while I'm at it, in case of rain out, can we get the following Saturday, May 3rd?
Is that one open, Dan, for, we don't have anything?
I don't think there's anything going on that weekend that, okay. So I'll in addition, add May the 3rd as a rainout day.
Okay.
So that's my motion. Steve, you second it?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Seems like we see you here every year, Eva.
Twice a year, actually.
Twice a year, yeah.
May 17th is the Rib Fest. DeWigs will be coming up, closing down the road between 4th and 5th Street on DuBois. But we're here to ask if that's okay. And we do have our own cones. We don't need the city cones.
Okay.
So we do have our own.
Okay. And what time frame do you need?
5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dusty, you're okay with that? That's just the side street between 4th and 5th. Yeah. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the blocking of DuBois between 4th and 5th from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on May 17th for the Valley Cash and Carry DeWig Rib Fest.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Love those ribs.
Item D should be marked out on your.
Item D is marked out. Yeah. Shirley Rose. Delete her.
Next Generations Trailblazer 5K run.
I think
Anna.
These two young ladies should come up and appear with you. Yeah, just come up. You know. We always love having young children.
Oh, here, yeah, though. And they're two of my runners.
These are two of your runners?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
What are their names?
What's their names?
This is Gracie D. Kramer and Kelsey. Kelsey's my 11-year-old and Gracie's my 9.5-year-old. And last year they both ribboned in or medaled in their age group. So
yeah,
13 and under.
Great.
Gracie got first and Kelsey got second. So
excellent.
Wow. Oh, I'm here about our fourth annual Generations Trailblazer 5K. We're the Area Agency on Aging for Area 13, and this is our fourth year doing it. And we've got approval through Vincennes University. We're doing the same route that we did, and the two city roads that I think it's just Eberwine is really the only road outside the VU track.
Oh, campus, okay.
Yeah, I've contacted VUPD and they're on board again this year, and I provided insurance to Dan.
Okay. Dan, you're okay with what you need on that as far as the...
And I put in a request for banners.
You're okay with it?
Yes, sir.
That's great exposure. Three different ones. One banner, three locations. I like it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to make one motion for both issues here. Make a motion. And Dusty, you're okay with that as far as that route? And okay. Going to approve the route of the Trailblazer 5, the Generations Run to... is this date?
August 23rd.
It is August 23rd, okay.
Yes, sir.
The day of the run is August 23rd. So we're approving that route, and we're also approving the hanging of the banner at three different locations over a two-week period or over a month's period of time as stated by Mr. Ravelet.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
Good luck, girls.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Next is Smithville Underground Project.
My name is Brian. I'm representing Smithville. We have a project currently for iLight that will be connecting Vincennes University to our backbone network that runs down 41. In order to do so, I need to construct some underground along First Street.
Okay.
Applied with drawings.
And JP, you're good with this? And
so, this involves the bridge over there or not?
Actually, it's further down. It's where the new TSX crossing is at. Yeah. I'm actually going to be going underneath.
Okay.
Headed towards Harrison.
To Harrison Home.
Towards Harrison Home. Mm. Okay.
Correct. So it crosses Harrison Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And then back up on Pope.
Okay. So basically, the motion here is to approve the overall underground project for Smithville. Okay. All right. So I'm making a motion to approve the proposal by Smithville for underground communication. Underground communication project, connecting to the Vincennes University on First Street. So, what do you know? What the approximate time frame on that is?
I thought it was contingent railroad.
Sure. Okay.
Our permit's in. I just received an email the other day saying that it can be another 30.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 60 to 90 days.
All right.
So. I'm hoping within the next 90 days I'll.
Dave, you have a question?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
One thing with the railroad permit, it will require now that CSX will allow direct drilling 15 feet under the track. We're going to be well below anything out there once we start. Okay. Through their right of way, I must be
16 feet. Okay, so I'll amend my motion to include the language suggested by city engineer that inside the right-of-way activity will be coordinated with the city engineer as well as other area utilities.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Nykirk Engineering Driveway Permit, Stephen Sherwood. And you should have a...
Afternoon. Hi. I'm Steve Sherwood with Nykirk Engineering. And with us is Rick Andrews, representing the owner. We have a permit submitted by John Craig. It's been reviewed.
Sure.
I brought a large scale drawing.
Okay.
Right in.
And you've seen all this, you know where everything is. He's coming up as we've got to remove this island.
In conjunction with this is item J,
right,
on the agenda for the triangular curb that we'll be removing.
Right.
That's to assist in the combination truck routing back into the area. So I've been in coordination with them, and they've been real responsive in comments and got everything tweaked, so I'm on board with that final set there. Right. Approved, I don't know if approved is the proper word because we're outside of the right-of-way. We submitted a courtesy review saying, hey, we're letting you know this is what's going on because we're in proximity. Are you guys okay with it? Even though they don't really have any jurisdiction over it. So, but we sent them that review. They gave us a thumbs up, said, looks good, gave us some feedback, got things tweaked. So NDOT, City of Vincennes, and Nykirk, and the owners are all on board with what's on that plan sheet there.
It's truck trap.
Okay.
It's just right.
Okay, so John, what you need us to approve the
basically approve the driveway permit.
Driveway permit.
The street cut. The street
three
cut.
Cuts. Okay. All right.
Curb cut. Sorry.
Curb cuts. Yeah. All right. All right, so we're making a recommendation that Nykirk Engineering be allowed to pursue three curb cuts for...
The other two are existing.
Oh, two existing, okay.
It's just for the semi-truck entrance on the back.
The third cut, okay. All right. We're approving a curb cut on Hillcrest Road then, okay, for... a developing site on the former Executive Inn property with coordination of the other two entrances with the city engineer's office. Sound all right?
Yes.
Yep. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sure. Oh, we can keep that? Great. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
New wife?
Hello. I'm Jody Letterwood with New Wave Communications. Wanted to come before you and see if we might be able to get Patrick Henry closed off with road signs that we have in the past for Fresh Air Flicks. The dates we have right now, they are before the National Park Service. The application process has changed a bit. We do not anticipate any problems. But I would want to make sure that these are not final. But okay. The dates we have are Friday nights, just like before, June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, September 19th.
Cool. Yeah.
And if the board would approve, then we would do the same as before. When we start to set up, we'll set them up and then lay them to the side due to different sunset times.
Right, right.
Everything's a little bit different on times from the
absolutely.
Beginning to the end of the
season. Right. Okay, so and you're coordinating the use of the property with the Park Service.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned okay, so we're going to get permission for a New Wave to host Fresh Air Flicks under previous guidelines that were established for four dates, tentatively for June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, and September 19th for times to be arranged. And all of this to be coordinated with the George Rogers Clark National Historic Park.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. It's great.
Yeah. Next is CSX two-day track closure at 6th and St. Clair, Charles Kegley.
Afternoon, Charlie Kegley, CSX Transportation. We're going to be replacing the rail on the low side of the curve coming from our depot building through 6th Street. And St. Clair Street on Monday.
Well, this is next week. Oh, okay. I was hoping this wasn't going to be rendezvous weekend like we had one year. That was.
we're hoping to have it all paid back by Monday night, but I'm asking for a two-day closure just in case we run issues or anything. I told Mr. Sprague, hopefully by Tuesday, midday, it should be back in service. We did a map of what streets to close, detour signs, road close signs, how to reroute the traffic.
You're good with it?
Okay. Dusty, you know the plan. All right. Okay. So we're going to make a motion for the approval of the closing of 6th Street near St. Clair and the St. Clair crossing near 6th Street for no more than 2 days, starting on Monday...
14th.
I'm sorry.
I mean 21st. Sorry.
Monday the 21st, starting at 8 a.m. or...
Starting at 8 a.m.
Starting at 8 a.m., okay. And not to exceed 48 hours.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. No, wait a minute. Hang on. Were those roads closed Saturday?
They were closed for about an hour on Saturday. We had to drop the rail actually through the bottom side of the crossing, so that way...
You were caught.
It was the train was actually what was on top of the crossing. We pulled the rail right through.
Okay. Yeah. So you feel better knowing what happened, or is it? Did you want an apology, Dave, or is that what? okay, I think we made a motion and a second, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is remove the island at 2nd and Executive Boulevard. City Engineer John Sprague.
I was about to commend CSX for their coordination efforts. Mr. Cagley for this coordination effort, because it hasn't been happening for a long time, and we are appreciative of,
yes,
of the work they're doing now. So, I'm here to request at 2nd and Executive Boulevard, there's a turning roadway island that's there in order to accommodate the development at the former Executive Insight. I'm looking to remove the island and pull that pavement back. It's going to be included in the 2014 street rehabilitation project.
So, I mean, as that island gets removed, and I mean, that's kind of not level there anyway. I mean, it's that's going to remain a three-way stop.
Right. I'm going to pull the stop bar back for the Executive Inn approaching 2nd Street. I'm going to pull that stop bar back.
Okay.
So that we don't have any vehicles setting up close to the intersection, so that the trailer drag from trucks exiting 2nd Street onto Executive Boulevard don't conflict with the car sitting at the stop bar.
I mean, so and we're that whole area is being redeveloped as part of the 2nd Street project, or not?
Negative.
So we're removing the island, and give me a ballpark idea. Next year at this time, we'll see increased truck traffic in that area, or?
Yes, I'm getting a nod from Mr. Andrews that's about the time frame, I guess.
So is that, I mean, is that intersection wide enough to accommodate the...
Not with the island.
That's why we need to take the island out.
But even with that island being out there, that's going to be wide enough to
go through. When I remove that island and pull the stop bar back on the Executive leg,
okay,
there'll be largely
enough those walls
enough
and everything
space.
Else aren't going to be there, and so...
Right, and even if they are, there's still adequate space for the right turn from Executive to 2nd Street.
So will there be any repaving of that area at all going on in there or not?
I'm just going to take the island out and fill it with full-depth pavement.
Okay.
Because there's already new asphalt on 2nd Street.
Okay.
And the pavement section on Executive is fairly stout, so
okay,
I don't think there's a need to reconstruct anything else.
Okay. All right. So make a motion for, and what's the time frame on this, John? When do you anticipate doing this?
As soon as I bid the street paving package for 2014, I'm hoping May.
Okay, all right. So make a motion to approve the city engineer's recommendation to remove the island at 2nd Street and Executive Boulevard in anticipation of increased truck traffic for a proposed convenience store in that area.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Then the last thing I have, do you want me doing the miscellaneous or just doing it for the special meeting?
Well, I'd just soon wait till after this evening. What do you want to do?
Special meeting for the 29th to open bids.
He wants to propose. Have a meeting. Yeah.
We have to advertise for the meeting 2 days and 48 hours in advance.
If you advertise starting tomorrow.
Yeah, that advertising for tomorrow. Dave, it's Rolligan. Do they need to vote to establish a special meeting in this meeting, or can we just advertise and host a special meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I don't need it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, JP.
So we're doing that or we're not doing that?
We are, but we're not.
Well,
okay. All right. We don't need to do that right now.
No.
Okay.
Okay, next is City of Vincennes Insurance Renewal, Mayor Joe Yoakum, and I know we have Margie Quarterman in the back of questions. Basically, this is our property and liability insurance, and as you can see, it's going to take an increase of about $3,651.
Oh, okay, this is the rates from 23 for the current, and okay.
That covers all our liability, property, vehicles.
Can we put this out for bid, or this is just the...
Actually, we bid it out last year, and rather than try to bid it every year, we thought we should probably do a 3 or 4 year and then bid it.
Okay. And then, is there any explanation of the increase, or it's just, you know, the... Okay. Okay. And we're budgeted appropriately for
yes
that for this coming year.
And I'll be honest, I thought that was a pretty decent.
Are they still meeting with the department heads?
Yep. Yeah, she meets with us, our office, monthly. On they've been great, absolutely yeah. Right, to work with.
Okay. All right. Based on the mayor's recommendation and evidenced by the positive established relationship from this past year's experience, we're going to recommend that the city approve the insurance proposal. This is Burkhart's?
Burkhart.
For Burkhart Insurance. At the renewal rate of $196,736 for calendar year 2014-2015. Okay. Effective April. Okay. From April to April. April 2014 to April 2015.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I think that's it. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.
I was busy.